I first discovered it on the Friends of Lori Niedecker website, and it caught my attention right away. I think the first quote from Laureen in her handwriting was included. She writes, "The fact that I don't know much about the subject of cooking should entitle me to write a book about it," and then signs her name Laureen. She started creating it in 1963 and then finished it in 1964, so it really takes place her first year of marriage to Al Millen. When you open up the book, it sometimes reads like a little playbook, a little script between her and Al. And I'm thinking this was their first year of marriage, so they were experimenting in the kitchen, trying to figure out what it meant to be living together as husband and wife and trying to cook up these concoctions and share their knowledge with one another. I'm guessing these were tidbits of things they would say to one another. For example, when the book starts out, they're talking about bacon. She says, "First, bacon, at once the cool, crisp core of cooking and the fatty fruit of life. Without it, one does not even get up in the morning," says Al. So I'm sure that's something he actually said. But on the other hand, I believe she's making herself and Al into characters. It's this really interesting mix of sometimes home remedies, sometimes reflections, and there are some recipes. Like there's a section of the book where Laureen delights in cooking that involves alcohol, like whiskey cake and a cherry dish, and other times it will be some musings on their life together. It's very playful as a whole, very fun and witty. You know, and these aren't distinct recipes. It's not like with a cookbook where we would get directions for the temperature and the cooking time and exact amounts of ingredients. These are just kind of sketches of dishes that seem to work out well together and bits of history. And you know, the food isn't always very practical. It's not like she's trying to share this with other housewives and other families and giving them some quick cooking advice. It's more like a poet looking at the kitchen. Laureen outright says at the beginning that she doesn't consider herself much of a cook. In fact, she says that before she gets married, she made biscuits with whipping cream, and she kind of laughs at that, and she seems to even emphasize that she seems to be proud that she isn't much of a housewife. I have not, not following the recipes, but I did concoct a whiskey cake. I'm not much of a cook myself, but I guess that's why, another reason I identify with Laureen.